Holiday Memory by Dylan Thomas. August Bank Holiday, a tune on an ice cream cornet, a slap of sea and a tickle of sand, a wince and whinny of bathers dancing into deceptive water, a tuck of dresses, a rolling of trousers. I remember the sea telling lies in a shell held to my ear for a whole harmonious hollow minute by a small wet girl in an enormous bathing suit marked Corporation Property. I remember sharing the last of my moist buns with a boy and a lion, tawny and savage with cruel nails and rapacious mouth, the little boy tore and devoured. Wild as seed cake, ferocious as a hearth rug, the depressed and verminous lion nibbled like a mouse at his half a bun and hiccuped in the sad dusk of his cage. And mothers loudly warned their proud pink daughters or sons to put that jellyfish down, and fathers spread newspapers over their faces, and sand fleas hopped on the picnic lettuce, and someone had forgotten the salt. In those radiant, rainless, lazily rowdy and sky-blue summers departed, I remember August Monday from the rising of the sun to the husky hushing of the roundabout music at the seaside fair. This was the morning when Father, mending one hole in the thermos flask, made three. When the sun declared war on the butter, and the butter ran. When dogs, with all the sweet-binned backyards to wag and sniff and bicker in, chased their tails in the jostling kitchen, scratched among towels, sat smiling on hampers. And if you could have listened at some of the open doors in the street, you might have heard,
"Uncle Owen says he can't find a bottle opener."
"Has he looked under the hall stand?"
"Willie's cut his finger."
"If somebody doesn't kill that dog."
"Uncle Owen says, why should the bottle opener be under the hall stand?"
"Never again, never again."
"I know I put the pepper somewhere."
"Oh, come on, come on."
"If I lay my hands on that dog."
"Willie's bleeding all over the cheese."
And the trams that hissed like ganders took us all to the beautiful beach. There was cricket on the sand and sand in the sponge cake and foolish, mulish, religious donkeys on the unwilling trot. Girls undressed in slipping tents of propriety. Under invisible umbrellas, stout ladies dressed for the male and immoral sea. Little naked navvies dug canals. Children with spades and no ambition built fleeting castles. Wispy young men outside the bathing huts whistled at substantial young women and at dogs who desired thrown stones more than the bones of elephants. And the waves rolled in with rubber ducks and clerks upon them. I remember the patient, laborious and enamoring hobby or profession of burying relatives in sand. I remember the princely pastime of pouring sand from cupped hands or buckets down collars and the tops of dresses, the shriek, the shake, the slap. I can remember the boy by himself, the beachcombing lone wolf, hungrily waiting at the edge of family cricket, the friendless fielder, the boy uninvited to bat or to tea. I remember the smell of sea and seaweed. Wet flesh, wet hair, wet bathing dresses, the stable and straw smell of hot-tossed, tumbled, dug and trodden sand, the smell of vinegar on shelled cockles, winkle smell, shrimp smell, the smell of ships from the sun-dazed docks round the corner of the sandhills, the smell of the unknown and paddled-in sea moving full of the drowned and herring. Out and away and beyond and further still towards the Antipodes that hung their koala bears, kangaroos and boomerangs upside down over the backs of the stars. Dusk came down or grew up out of the sands and the sea or curled around us from the calling docks and the bloodily smoking sun. The day was over The sands brushed and ruffled suddenly with a sea broom of cold wind. And we gathered together all the spades and buckets and towels, bats and balls and knitting, and went,
"Oh, listen, Dad,"
to the fair in the dusk on the bald seaside field. Fairs were no good in the day. Then they were shoddy and tired. No cannonball could shake the roosting coconuts. The gondolas mechanically repeated their sober lurch. The wall of death was safe as a governess's cart. But in the night, whiz, whirl, and ten for a tanner, the coconuts rained from their sawdust like grouse from the highland sky. Tipsy the griffin-proud gondolas wove on dizzy rails, and the wall of death was a spinning rim of ruin. Girls in sculled and crossbone tunnels shrieked and were comforted. Young men, heroic after pints, stood up on the flying cheroplanes, tousled, crimson, and against the rules. Jaunty girls gave sailors sauce. All the fun of the fair in the hot, bubbling night, the man in the sand-yellow moon over the hurdy of gurdies, the swing-boats swimming to and fro like slices of the moon, dragons and hippogriffs at the prows of the gondolas, breathing fire and Sousa. And as we climbed the gas-lit hill back to our still homes over the mumbling bay, we heard the music die and the voices drift like sand. And we saw the lights of the fairground fade. Then, in the caravans at the far end of the same seaside field, the lamps came on, one by one.